This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Senator Warren released some of her DNA results that show a strong likelihood that she does have Native American roots.
How much? One thousand?
Do you owe her an apology?
I owe her. She owes the country an apology. What's the percentage? One thousand?
I don't have the exact number.
Okay, tell me, when you have the percentage, tell me what the percentage.
What about the money that you told her you would...
You mean if she gets the nomination in the debate where I was going to have her tested? I'll only do it if I can test her personally. Okay, that will not be something I enjoy doing either.
One days from this incredible election, and the globalists are like an insane beehive, drunk on PCP, stinging each other, running around in insane circles, and their mad desire for power and control as all of it slips through their fingers. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. Owen Schroyer comes in with the War Room, and we'll be back tonight with coverage right through to election night and for a whole week after. 8 to 10 o'clock Central, with the most censored broadcast in the world, expanding its transmission with the referendum on President Trump and nationalism, that is the midterm elections. You can watch the band live, 2018 midterm election coverage, why they're shutting us down, why they're shutting down thousands of other prominent conservatives all across the country, all across the world, is so they can try to stop the populist uprising that is taking place, that is happening. Obviously, Elizabeth Warren's lie that she's a Native American has blown up in her face spectacularly. We'll cover that coming up, the Cherokee Nation and others coming out, saying this is absolute fraud. The average white person, it turns out, in North America, has 10 times the Native blood of Elizabeth Warren. She has 1.023 thousandths. In fact, she's one of the whitest people in America. Simply amazing. But then she calls that a victory. And then there's not even a chain of custody on who sent in the little swab of her cheek cells. That's why Trump said, I'll have to get that myself, which he's not looking forward to. She then claimed that was some type of a veiled, creepy assault on her. No, he's saying he doesn't want to get near your stinking mouth. So, if you're a TV viewer, you can see on screen the results of Elizabeth Warren's DNA results. Yes, it's two saltine crackers, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. She's whiter than a saltine cracker, if you ask me. You know, that's a good point. Most, quote, white people really don't have white skin. A couple of my daughters do have porcelain skin. My youngest daughter has completely porcelain skin. So I guess you could say white skin. But most white people have kind of a cracker complexion. It's kind of light brown and white and creamy and got spots all over it like a cracker. It's kind of true. My skin kind of looks like a cracker. If I don't get any sun, it's kind of little spots all over me, like the surface of a cracker. I want to endear that name. I actually like it. But here's the deal. Elizabeth Warren is the definition of a cracker ass. Because she's made an ass out of herself, and she is a crackerhead. And she literally is such an idiot that she doesn't understand that when you release your DNA test, and the average white person has 10 times more Native American blood than you do, you don't even have half a drop in the mathematical equations. We did this yesterday. Out of 192 ounces of blood, if you do the calculations, like half a drop is what she has. She used the blood scale. Okay, let's get serious. When we come back, I'm going to break down The true diabolic nature of the transhumanist movement that's vanguard is the transsexual movement. And again, the people that are caught up in it are just the victims of it. But I'll give you the bigger end game and how this is the key to everything and why they're pushing it so hard.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Mommy, Daddy, did you hear? Two boy penguins, two gay penguins, they had a baby.
That's what's being taught in all the public schools in the Western world today. And a giant hoax story launched 3 days ago that two male penguins have an egg and that they are incubating it. And ignorant people think, oh, that means fertilizing it. No, it turns out they stole it from the mother and father and are sitting on it. Isn't that classic where you have the heterosexual families having their children taken so that gay families can have children because they don't biologically procreate? And there's big, big scandals of that. But we're just supposed to be here and be harvested by the upper class, gay and lesbians. And they say, oh, that's homophobic. You know, what the globalists are doing is using our open, free society against us. If someone is gay, if you use that term, or homosexual or heterosexual, as long as they don't target children or target other people's rights, that's not my business. I'm a libertarian. But when you try to sexualize children and turn LGBT into LGBTP, pedophile, you are part of the larger Hollywood globalist, totally wicked, transhumanist agenda. And at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to break down the news behind the news, the rest of the story, and what they do not want you to know. A documentary needs to be made about this because this is an all-out assault, not on Christian values, but the very biology of humans and other species on this planet to create an artificial system. And they're preparing the public that you can't say that engineered humanoids don't have the same rights as you. In fact, they're going to have more rights than you. And that's what it is when high school, all over the country, the new high school track champions are men who call themselves girls. They grow their hair out. They don't lower their testosterone. They have men's bones, men's organs. They have more blood, everything. And then when they beat the girls in every case, they go, yay, hip, hip, hooray. So the new ruling class in sports or anywhere will be men shaming their women. This is really men taking over the feminine space. That's what they put out in Pink News with this individual. It says, a non-binary person, I and the whole community really need your help. And this is how they get humanity to turn loose of their humanity and to become forcibly sterilized. So this is mind control right out of the Tavistock Institute. We're going to be looking at all of this coming up. But just imagine if I showed up at a Pop Warner football league with 6 or 7 year olds and I said, I identify as a 6 year old boy and I'm going to be a running back and I'm going to run over your kids. And we go, absolutely. You identify as a 6 year old running back on Pop Warner football. Remember a couple years ago, Chris Cuomo? He came out and president, then candidate, and others were saying, man, this is crazy to say that you want 10 and 11-year-old girls to have full-grown men who are transgendered. They're still a man's body, man's DNA. They don't have the mitochondrial DNA that women have. It's a man that identifies as a woman coming into the shower with your underage girls. See, anybody else would get arrested and spend 20 years in prison. But if you say it's liberal and it's trendy, well, Chris Cuomo said you and your parents are bigoted if your young daughter doesn't want to see a woman's genitals, a woman's penis, is what he said. You're like, wait a minute, a woman's penis? And it's all about getting you to accept 2 + 2 equals whatever they say. It's about waging war on reality. It has nothing to do with men who've wanted to be effeminate throughout all of history. It has nothing to do with the fact that male and females are you know, close in many ways and have different things about us, but also similar things. It isn't about being an open society. It's about a tyranny of the transhumanists taking over civilization. And as I always say, I'll get to it, then I start covering it immediately. But I'm going to get to all of this, and I'm going to lay it all out and exactly what's happening with it and where it's going to go, like I've done with every other major subject. So that's going to happen at the bottom of the hour. There's a lot of delicious irony taking place. Stormy Daniels, the exploitive, in my view, deceptive harpy, raised $500,000+ on her GoFundMe account, and now it's been thrown out. And it turns out that's going to be the amount of money, or close to it, that she has to pay in legal fees to the president. President rips horse-face Stormy. Powerful photo on DrudgeReport.com. Here's from the president at Real Donald Trump. Federal judge throws out Stormy Daniels' lawsuit versus Trump. Trump is entitled to full legal fees. At Fox News, great, now I can go after her horse face and her third-rate lawyer in the great state of Texas. She will confirm the letter she signed. She knows nothing about me, a total con. That's right, he's going to have the law firm of Jones down in Houston go after them in the full Texas anti-slap provision where Trump will get the full amount. So let me translate that to leftist. The money you gave to Spider Eyes, her lawyer, and to Horseface, Stormy Daniels, will all be going to President Donald John Trump, the 45th president of the United States. So get ready for that. And there's more delicious irony. Again, I'll get to more of this later. And sure, is it important as geopolitical events or communist China or censorship? No. But it's something that captures the public mind of injustice and fraud. Pocahontas had a hoax article in the Boston Globe for her launch of the 2020 presidential run. She admits that. And it turns out that she's 1/1024th American Indian. It's so low that they had to use another genetic sample out of Latin America, hoping to have some connection, because it turns out that the average white person in North America has 10 times the Native American blood that she does. It turns out she's one of the purest Caucasians walking the face of terra firma. She is a true crackerhead in the sweetest endearing terms. And the fact that they want Trump to apologize is absolutely ridiculous and pay up to her when he'd have to do the test himself, as he said, swab her cheek and then send it in. And quite frankly, I think it would probably come in higher than that. Most people have, you know, part of 1%, a little smattering. But no, not her. She is a thoroughbred cracker. And so you've got the tribe coming out saying she's a liar. She claimed connection to the Cherokees out of Oklahoma and Texas, and it's simply amazing. So it's but they're trying to spin that, oh, look, it's the proof. She has 0/1 Dash 023. My God, you got more Native American blood if you look at one. I mean, this is unbelievable. And they try to spin that as if we've got egg on our face. I mean, if it came back that she was 13% or 16%, depending on the different tribes, they accept that. If she was 13% or 16%, I'd say, whoa, Trump, get her tested again. Make sure. Pay up. He'd pay up. But it's not true. She's one of the whitest people ever known since we migrated to this continent. Unbelievable. 192 ounces of blood in the average person. She's a bloodsucker. There's probably more in her. And if you calculate it down to just drops of blood as a primitive calculation, it's less than half a drop of blood. She has half a drop of blood. Half a drop. Half a drop. Think about that. Think about that. That is unbelievable. I'm something like 6.5% from family records. I wouldn't call myself Native American. Imagine her. She's 1 to 1,023,000. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting a course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
So, it took me about 5-6 days to figure out what I thought was probably going on with the Khashoggi journalist from the Washington Post, dual citizen with Saudi Arabia, being killed about a week and a half ago in Turkey at the embassy of Saudi Arabia. And I simply said, why would you kill somebody in plain view? Why would you do it out in the open? Why would you do it knowing it's being tracked and documented? Unless, A, he had something you were so desperate to get, you were green-lighted to do it. Or, B, which I think is more probable, a rogue group in the intelligence agencies connected to Turkey, NATO, and others was doing it to embarrass Saudi Arabia and derail the peace deal that Trump's been trying to set up. And that it would be a rogue group. And I was the first to say that on Friday. I had Zach on Sunday saying the same thing. You notice the president came out and said it yesterday morning. Now Saudi Arabia has officially said that. And here's the deal. All it does is hurt Saudi Arabia to have this happen and strengthen Turkey and Iran's hand. Why in the world would they do that? Incompetence? Maybe. I'm no fan of Saudi Arabia. I just research it coldly and come up with what I think the best approximation is. It does not mean that that's the case. But it means I first said it, and our guest first said it, and now you see it on the news, and the president's saying. So next week's news today, yet again. And that's why they want us censored. And listen, this isn't just some afterthought. If you're listening to us on local radio stations or watching on local TV or cable, if you're listening to us on Global Shortwave, if you're watching us on satellite, if you're watching us at Infowars.com or Newswars.com, do you understand the entire Clinton, Soros combine is throwing everything it's got, cutting off our sponsors, cutting off our ability to even advertise on third-party sites, suing us with frivolous lawsuits. We've gotten a lot of them thrown out, but more came. And just doing all this. We're not giving up. We're in a war. But you're in the war with us. So please remember our track record and why they've got paid AstroTurf groups posing as patriots attacking us, why they've got the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL and Media Matters and all the other constellation of leftist groups constantly lying about InfoWars, constantly pushing to get us off the air. Because they don't want us here breaking these big stories that time and time again turn out to be accurate, countervailing their official story. Oh, and I almost forgot. What was the biggest reason I thought this looked like a false flag or a self-inflicted wound or an inside job by groups that wanted to embarrass Trump and the Saudi king and the reformer prince that's trying to free women and other things like that? It's not just that it didn't make sense and didn't benefit them, key bono. It's that CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all of them in unison were saying it was Saudi Arabia for sure, and that Trump was helping kill journalists, and that the whole peace deal was over, and that this was going to help Iran, and that Iran's good. Right when Trump has his sanctions about to go in. Right when we're about to probably free the people of that country who want to have their own secular open society, instead of turning the Middle East over to radical Islamicists like Obama and Hillary have been doing for the last 10 years. So think about that. I say last 10, they've still got their networks in place over there. They still have their own shadow diplomacy. They're still trying to countermand what the president's doing. So, there's a big report on Infowars.com that our own Greg Reese has put out that's excellent. 1776 coming to Iran. It's powerful. And it's got the president and his comments about regime change, and it's important. 1776 Iran, Trump signals support for Iranian populist movement, restart. It's a very professional report, better than what you'd see on Vice or HBO. You need to go get that report to understand that there are secular Iranians, that that's the majority of them, that half their population is 28 or younger, and that they love America, and that the leftist CIA helped put the Ayatollah Khomeini in power in 1979, and this has all been a setup, and Trump is trying to reverse that right now. And he's getting Saudi Arabia to reform. He's doing it all. And the globalists are panicking. But the big tell that the Saudi Arabian king or the Saudi Arabian crown prince did not give these orders is it's against their own interest. And the whole media was ready to jump on it. And the Khashoggi guy, obviously working at the Washington Post and all his connections, is heavily connected to the intelligence community, which is not one monolithic group. So the whole thing stinks like a New York landfill to high heaven. We're going to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to get into the totally wicked, sinister plan to take over all of society and make human life completely corporately controlled. And just like Terminator seeds, no seeds can produce new seeds that produce new plants. The end of the life cycle, the absolute globalist takeover plan. In fact, print me the breakdown of the Terminator seed. It ties into all of this. They want everything to be made in artificial wombs. Artificiality, though, must be accepted and worshipped and praised and set up above all others. This is the transhumanist plot from Julian Huxley, the first general, the first director general of UNESCO. Prepare to learn the key to one of the main pillars of their operation. Now, we're going to break. As you all know, it's on CNN, ABC News, celebrating PayPal got rid of Alex Jones, and we got some of his other payment processors, and we're hunting them down, and we're harassing them, and we're threatening them until, you know, they get rid of them, and we're going to shut the NRA down too, and the NRA's down to one payment processor, and it's just vitriolic, it's super authoritarian, and it just lets you know who these people are. So, just in case they're successful, everything's being sold. All three big sales that were left for the year, Christmas, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday, are all being launched now, now, now. Everything must go. Get stocked up. Get your Christmas gifts now. Don't fight the traffic. Get real super specials on all of our supplements and store-wide free shipping. 50% off and store-wide free shipping on the best vitamin B12, Secret 12, on the best curcuminoid, turmeric system, bodies, 95% curcuminoids. Nobody can top that. DNA Force Plus, unbelievable. PQQ, CoQ10, incredible quality. Knockout, amazing sleep aid, vitamin mineral fusion, super silver wound dressing, the highest, strongest, best save of silver on the market, FDA approved for over-the-counter sale. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Be part of history. Get great products. Act now. Get Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration systems that blow away the competition and cost less than a third of what they do. Get the Alexa Pure water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. The lowest prices you're going to find. The high-quality storable food powered by My Patriot Supply at InfoWars Select. 35% off the lowest prices you'll find anywhere. That's a new super sale. All of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Order today while you still can and save the InfoWar from the jaws of that filth bag Soros and that demon witch Hillary and that little maggot son of his Alexander. We will break them, not us. Your will is unstoppable when you get on your knees before God and ask for the strength and pray for InfoWars.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Remember 25 years ago, Monsanto came out with field trials of the Terminator seed for cotton and soybeans and many other plants. And when that plant goes through its life cycle, it doesn't produce seeds that can produce another plant. You have to go back to the company, the biotech company, to be able to get seeds that, again, only germinate and only produce another plant one time. And, of course, then they stacked other genetic traits like pesticide into them so that bugs wouldn't eat them, but said it's safe for you to eat the pesticide, kind of like they said glyphosate's safe to drink as well. Same company. Now, that's old technology from the early 1990s. And if you're going to ask, why are you starting a discussion on transgenderism with the Terminator seed? Well, because I've read the textbooks in the 50s and 60s that were produced then about the plan to promote the end of the family, the end of the nuclear family, and to promote homosexualism, and then to promote non-gender and to have literally shaved heads and gray uniforms, and that this would start in the elementary schools and then move up, beginning with confusing the sexuality of children, and that finally when you were done, people would be asexual, meaning they do not want to have sex, period. Now, we can make jokes like folks on Twitter have done about this and show the fake alien autopsy from Roswell. You guys put that back up for me. Thank you. But notice there's no gender of that gray alien. Now, that's fiction. But right next to it is not fiction. There's a video we're going to play here in just a moment from Pink News of the non-binary person. And this thing needs your help to spread its word. So it's come to your planet, and it needs your help, and it needs you to spread what it's doing to your children, to teach them that they're not a boy or girl, and to rob them of their most basic identity before they ever even really came of age and had a choice in the new transhumanist world if they wanted to become a cyborg. And that's all this is first they say, hey, be nice to drag queens. Okay. I'm not against, I'm not a hater. I'm an open, you know, a libertarian guy. Just stay away from kids, whether you're heterosexual or homosexual. And then it's, oh, what about adults getting taxpayer money to have their genitals cut off? Well, no, I don't want to pay for that. Or your nose job, or your facelift, or your boob job. Oh, but you have to pay for mine because I'm a man that thinks I'm a woman. And you're a hater if you don't. And so all over the country, billions of dollars have been paid for that. See, and it just never ends, does it? So once they get you at that point, this is all psychological warfare, Tavistock Institute developed plans. The people that are buying into it just have identity crises and want attention. They see the media giving them attention. They have the highest rates of suicide, the highest rates of drug abuse, the highest rates of HIV. I feel very, very sorry for these followers who get sucked up into the murder system of San Francisco and New York City and just get spit out. It's really, really sick. Now, let me give you the big picture here. If you're going to sell a population on becoming cyborgs or taking brain chips or getting genetic therapies that change what you are, and if you're the globalist and you're setting up a eugenic society run by Julian Huxley, the head of UNESCO, the first director general of the UN, 1946, he'd been the head of the World Eugenic Society with Margaret Sanger, Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, Cold Springs Harbor, IBM, and this is what they cooked up. This is their plan. It's just like you have the male and female area at Target. Well, they're now adding a sexless area. They're just adding the option. But with children, it's not the option. They nudge them into it. So this is the sterilization, the atomization, the isolation of the whole human family. And it starts with, oh, be nice to the guy that wants a sex change. And then, oh, in Canada and the UK and now here, don't say you're a mother or father. And don't have your children say they're boys and girls. That could hurt other people who aren't boys and girls. So now you even having an identity, so the leftist anti-human priest class normally adopts a kid or takes it from a heterosexual family. I've seen the reports, the news items. It's usually a gay man and a lesbian woman who operate as a family beard. They'll have children they adopt. They then tell them, you're really something else. You're really a girl. You're really a boy. You ready for your sex change? You ready at age 5? to start taking your hormone replacement. And really all it is child abuse. Really all it is mad scientist crap. But that's what's been set up. So then the poor children are in school and they don't even know what to do. They're just being told by authority figures that boys and girls don't exist anymore. And people that are identifying as boys and girls, well, they shouldn't say it because it's hurtful. It's bad, you see. So it's not just accept all the new cases where you hear, oh, the men are gay. Three men love each other. BBC News. They want to splice their DNA into a baby. Well, that's not a human. A sperm and an egg combine. There's a whole other set of DNA in the egg. But see, that's how you put replicants on the street. You go and you produce a new humanoid out of the big biotech labs. People used to fight seeds. They used to fight genetically engineered mosquitoes. Forget that. For 40 years, they've had humanoids in test tubes that are chimeras, part human, part animal. The media makes jokes about that every time I say it, because they don't want to have a debate about it now. They want to mainline the idea first that you can have men who look like they're even taking testosterone on top of it, that look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, beating women in high school wrestling, high school running, high school baseball, high school everything. And you got men out there running the women over, winning every championship. But the women, you've got these women sitting up there on the block with the man who looks like he's like 6'2", giant legs, big chest, big arms, big shoulders, twice the size of the women. And he's got male genitals hanging down between his legs. And he's got high testosterone, and he and others argue in the news articles I was reading this morning, oh, we shouldn't even have to suppress our testosterone. We identify as women. That's like saying I identify as an NFL quarterback, so I just show up at the Dallas Cowboys and say, get out of the way, quarterback. I'm the quarterback now. Or if I showed up, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to find a little league field or something, and I'm going to show up with cameras. And I'm going to say, I identify as a 9-year-old softball player. And I'm going to get up here and I'm going to slam those balls down the field and ram them into children, you name it. And when people say, hey, you're a bully, I'm going to say, how dare you? I'm a 9-year-old boy. They've got stuff in England now where 50-something-year-old big, fat male perverts with wigs go to preschools and actually are part of preschool with little kids and play with them. And the schools do it as all part of this sickness. And you take the 3- and 4-year-olds in to, quote, see drag queens, and it's actually people dressed up in Power Ranger monster outfits, in demon outfits that would scare any child, scariest clowns I've ever seen, like Pennywise, dancing around going, you're not a girl, you're not a boy, you're a boo-boo, touch your booty, booby, booby. I mean, all of this insane sexualization, and then they just do all of this to just totally run over everyone to accept all of this when all it's designed to do is lay the foundation and the path for the real transhumanism that Julian Huxley's talked about. You know, his brother Aldous Huxley, he wrote Brave New World in 1932, the actual plan.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So, you go back 60 years ago, Hitler had given eugenics a bad name. And so the World Eugenics Society and Eugenics Quarterly became Transhumanism Quarterly. And it's like, oh, we're going to empower humanity. Humanity's going to change. But everything they're bringing in is about control and about infertility and has Trojan horses in it. And if you doubt me, just search engine, first babies to be born with five daddies or five mommies. They've already made the embryos that don't have female or don't have male DNA in them. Yeah, those aren't humans. The genetic engineers are on record. They are humanoids, and they're just preparing to roll them out publicly. So, continuing here. How do you get people to normalize this? You know, I've thought about a stunt where I go out to a Little League field and say, identify as a five-year-old. You got to let me play baseball or whatever, or Pop Warner football. But we could also put an ad in the paper for a woman's arm wrestling contest with a prize of, say, $3,000. And then it's at a local bar or whatever, and we videotape it. And then you have all the contestants. And at the end, I come out with purple hair and makeup. And I beat the woman. But I say, identify as a woman, and then I keep the prize for myself. And I'm going to do it. We'll start booking it now. No one will even figure out what it is. The only problem is, what if another man stronger than me comes and identifies as a woman? And that's the key. Sports, they're saying, I have the articles right here, will soon be all male that identifies as female. And so you'll end up having entire transgender football teams of men, basketball teams, you name it, golf. Men are better at everything except shooting and archery. Women are better at having babies. Well, how magical is that? I can't do that. And then you read about transgender wrestler Mac Biggs identifies as a male. He just won the Texas State girls title. It's a girl that identifies as a male that takes testosterone. Won it twice, which no one can use testosterone in the NFL or the Olympics. But in the Olympics now, if you say you're transgender, baby, you can. And again, because, oh, we've got to prove we're open and we're nice. This is nothing but cheating. But again, this is just the cover story. If they can get you to accept a girl taking testosterone that thinks she's James Dean, and then they can go in and beat up other girls, or all these track meets in Texas and Connecticut and New York, we've got the videos, your TV viewer, we've been rolling some of them, where you'll see a man racing and beating the girls, winning every race, winning the state championships. Well, of course they do. Because it's a man. More blood, more bone, more muscle, more testosterone. It's incredible. But again, that's only one level. Everybody makes jokes about this. It isn't funny. The entire government is behind this. The entire multinational system. Go read Brave New World by Julian Huxley. Julian Huxley's brother, Aldous Huxley. His brother ran the UN, Julian Huxley. And he wrote it in 32. People said, how did so much of this come true by the 60s? And he said, because it's a real plan of the World Eugenics Society and my brother. His brother envisioned this plan in the 20s. It was in print and a world bestseller by 1933. In 1961, months before his death, Aldous Huxley, part of the most elite, super smart families in England, related to Charles Darwin, you name it, said this is actually a master plan that we intend to be fully rolled out past the year 2020. Brave New World Revisited is nonfiction, where he spills the beans and says this is a plan. Now, how do I know this then? How did I? People keep asking, how do you know what's going to happen next? It's frightening because they tell you. Your planet will serve us well. Aliens don't come from outer space, folks. They've already made tens of thousands of human-animal chimeras in petri dishes. They've already put them in test tubes, and they've already given birth to them, gestating in cows 25 years ago. It was in major genetic engineering quarterly publications, and 4 years ago, it was in MIT quarterly that there are thousands of gestating humanoids inside animals across the United States. There it is. Human-animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research firms. Farms. And see, note that they're telling you, oh, this just started, but it didn't. But the point is, it's here. So we make jokes about Roswell and aliens and sexless creatures and the gray aliens of the future. And people that are into that stuff say it's time-traveling humanoids coming back from the future because something has made them where they can't reproduce and they're trying to get original human DNA to relaunch the species. And I used to hear that and think that's crazy science fiction. But now you see where the globalists are taking us. Wow, is that true? Because they're making it so fashionable to be a sterilized humanoid who's asexual. Our planet will serve us well. See, I don't believe in aliens. I'm simply making the parallels here to how the real aliens are here. You take a human and you make them part cow so they can grow large humanoids up inside utero of cows. What is that? It's an alien. It's not of this world. It's artificially created. It's new. Think about that. So, let's get to the other key points, just the daily propaganda we see out there. Gay penguins named Sven and Magic are set to raise their first chick. After aquarium staff noticed the pair were more than just friends. Thousands of articles are teaching school kids about it. Oh, they had an egg together. No, they didn't. They stole the egg. But then they talk about how they're taking care of it and how sweet it is. And then they use scientific terms of keeping the egg warm and make it sound like they actually had the egg and to deceive people. Special friends. And now the couple are expecting their first egg hatchling. Same-sex penguin couple incubate egg at Sydney Aquarium. That doesn't mean that they fertilize the egg. That's a male and female bird. No, no, no. They incubate, meaning they're sitting on it. A light bulb could do that. But here's the key to it all, Daily Mail. There's always the rest of the story. Gay penguin couple snatched chick after its parents left it to go for a swim at Danish zoo. Two male penguins who want to be parents themselves tried to adopt a chick while its mother and father weren't looking in Denmark. Oh, they kidnapped it. How sweet. Well, it'd be okay if they maybe taught the little egg how to not reproduce in the future. That'd be even sweeter. But that's what we teach our children. Penguins wouldn't do that. That would commit suicide to the species. The parents disappeared and the kid was simply kidnapped. That's what the zoo's saying. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, and look, they're kissing, as all species of birds do, especially of their siblings. But that's gay. Two penguins cuddling up next to each other, as all penguin species do, is gay. So they can show kids this and go, look, kids, they're gay, and the two men had a baby. No, they stole the baby. But see, the other penguins that actually had the egg, they're not good. The ones that can't have an egg, so all the penguins die, they're the good ones to reduce population. See? Biological male wins world championship in women's cycling. And that's the new news. We now know that Lance Armstrong is set to announce today at 4 o'clock in a world-exclusive press conference that, yes, ladies and gentlemen, he's already halfway there, having one of his testicles removed from cancer. He's going to have it all removed, and he's going to re-enter to be the world champion yet again, but this time in women's cycling. No testosterone needed, even though their World Cycling Federation is now saying, actually, if he identifies as a woman, he's then allowed to take testosterone. The rules don't apply, so he'll return with growth hormone and testosterone and blood doping, but he is going to have a clean shave. And he's going to have his genitalia, what's left of it, removed. And so, I support it because I'm not a transphobe. Lance Armstrong, ladies and gentlemen, world exclusive to become a female, even though he'll still be a biological male. He will now re-enter, and probably some experts believe, be the new women's world cycling champion. Hell, he's a cheater before. Why not cheat now? Actually, I wouldn't mess with Lance Armstrong. I've run into him a few times like a back thrill. He looks like he's not trying to act tough. He looks like he's pretty psycho. But so I'm just joking, Lance. I mean, you are a cheater, but I know the whole sport's cheating. They're all cheating. My point is just go all the way. Embrace the only cheating that's legal. Say you're a woman, not a Superman. Obviously got extra chromosomes. There's no chromosomal disorders they think Armstrong's got of higher uptake of oxygen than anybody else on Earth. Should have been an astronaut. But you couldn't make $100 million. We get it, Lance. Okay, there you go. That's the truth. We can joke about it all day. They're targeting your children. Big tech's robbing your personal life. They're robbing your children now. It's a scientific plan, and we should know it's a plan and say no to it, and everyone should be outraged. It's not about being nice. It's about standing up to the sexualization of your children by globalists attempting to wreck their future and wreck their life and steal their male and female identity, steal their entire birthright. This is a weapon system we've been targeted with. It must be rejected.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.